Good morning, you're listening to Lionheart Radio 107.3 FM, and joined with me in the studio this morning is Avril Scott. Hello.
Good morning, Tamsin.
Hello, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
And you are from the Alnmouth Arts Festival. What is Alnmouth Arts Festival all about?
Well, Alnmouth Arts Festival is a fun, free and vibrant arts festival that takes place in the picturesque village of Alnmouth. Here you'll find the region's best professional and amateur artists, craftspeople, photographers, displaying and selling their works. I mean, there's something for everybody in all ages. And what happens every year, there's an art trail that you follow around the village, and you can visit lots of the venues where the artists are exhibiting. There's demonstrations as well, such as spinning, lots of free activities for children, and live music. It's just a fun, free weekend.
So it's a way for everybody to get involved, whether you're interested in artistic side or you just want to be in Alnmouth, which is great.
Absolutely. So it's for people who, you know, sort of very passionate about art, as well as a great day, you know, or great day or great weekend out.
Yeah, because I read on your website, which is alnmouthartsfestival.com, that Francesca Simpson won the poster image yesterday. That announced yesterday?
That's correct. That was announced in the Northumberland Gazette, who are our media partner, and it was very difficult. We had about between sort of 20 and 30 artists or craftspeople who'd sent in their entries, and Tamsin, they were absolutely outstanding. I mean, we were spoilt for choice. It was a very difficult decision, but after quite some time we all decided that Francesca Simpson's work was the winner, not only on its artistic merit, its beautiful painting in its own right, but also its impact as a poster. It was very strong, very bright, very bold. And also, it's instantly recognisable as Alnmouth.
Yeah, I saw the image and I thought it was really quite outstanding. So her image is going to represent the Alnmouth Arts Festival. Sorry, a bit tongue-tied there. When exactly is this? It's in June next year.
It's Saturday the 23rd and Sunday the 24th of June. So ask your listeners to get a pen and piece of paper and jot it down on next year's calendar.
Yes, well, we'll be reminding people of that throughout the... Well, definitely until next June. So how long has this festival been running for?
It's been running for about 8 years. I've been involved in the last couple of years. And each year it's really going from strength to strength. We learn, we listen to what people are saying, both our exhibitors, to try and fine-tune it, and also our visitors. And what we've been doing is we've been doing a little bit of market research, but people love it. I mean, some people have actually been booking their holiday around the event, which is great tourism for the Northeast.
Of course. So how's the whole festival organised, and by whom?
We have a small committee, very hard-working committee, but also we have an absolutely dedicated army of volunteers who help in many ways from now, basically, until way after the festival. You know, in the festival weekend, it's very much about helping to set everything up, you know, the very boring stuff, sort of laying out the tables, and then when it's all finished, packing everything up.
You've got to love those volunteers, don't you?
You do, because, you know, they've got to be up early on the Saturday morning, and they're out there with all the signage, setting up the car park. So we have the last 2 years, we've been able to use the car park, which is the Alnmouth Football Club car park. And last year, we were very fortunate to have the Need Bus, which many of your listeners probably have seen, were driving around Alnmouth. And that was brilliant in the fact that you could have a park and ride service. So for those who didn't fancy the nice healthy walk down to Alnmouth, you could hop on the bus and then hop back to get your car later.
So what exactly is your role at the Alnmouth Arts Festival?
My role is working alongside my colleague Terry Collinson in helping to promote the festival, to try and get as many visitors in to the festival, to raise awareness, to put the festival on the map, you know, and it's now quite an established an event in the Northumberland calendar. So we got some great coverage in the journal last year and the previous year. So I think that is recognition that, you know, this is and you know, the art event. I'm going to say that, aren't
the
I?
Art the art event, of course. Event, forget happening. The Turner Prize,
absolutely.
Whatever. No, of course. So are you the secret behind its success, would you say?
I think everybody's a secret behind its success. I think we couldn't have the Arts Festival without our sponsors in the village who help to, you know, chip in, and so we can have the leaflet and also, as I mentioned before, the kind of the army of volunteers who, you know, will even take up the leaflets if they're out for a day trip and ask galleries and attractions if they can display the leaflets. So everybody plays a part. And of course, the visitors themselves, you know, the visitors, the artists of the Arts Festival wouldn't be the Arts Festival without the artists and craftspeople.
Yeah. So what kind of exhibitors come to the festival? Is it just artists? How do they get involved and how do they get their work on display?
It's two things. First of all, this year, we again, when I was saying we're learning from each year, we're getting a bit ahead of ourselves, should I say.
Yeah.
What we're doing is we've put out an application form for artists, craftspeople, photographers, which you can download off the Alamouth website, which is alamouthartsfestival.com. And you submit your application, then we will notify the artists and photographers and the craftspeople who've applied, whether we've managed to get them a space in about early January. We're trying, the reason why we've brought this forward is that we are trying to accommodate as many people as possible. I would encourage if any of your listeners are artists or photographers and you know, like to get involved, we'd love them to fill in an application form,
and it's a great way to get involved. And you know, so whereabouts do you exhibit the art?
Gosh, throughout the whole village, and that's what's so fascinating about it, because you've got every type of venue, from the church, St John's Church, which is in the centre of Alamouth, to also people's houses. You know, people are very kind in opening up their houses to display the work. So you've got cafes and restaurants and, you know, it's and the Chapel Art Group, which is so you think you may know Alamouth as well. That's the other thing. I can remember when many years ago when I thought I suddenly discovered Chapel Lane. I thought, wow, this is fabulous.
Yeah.
So it's great for children as well, that, you know, you give them the little map, the brochure that you buy, which is only £1, and, you know, let them be in charge and they will take you wherever
they
want to
go. It's like a little treasure hunt for them.
It is. It's an art trip.
Mummy and Daddy can enjoy.
Yes.
So is it expensive? I mean, do you have to pay in order to exhibit work, or is it free? Or
It's very low cost. It's I mean, obviously artists are, you know, any cost is a cost sort of thing, but it's £25 for the whole weekend. So that's 2 days to exhibit. And if the artist or craftsperson takes over £250, then we ask for a 10% commission. So we think we're probably the cheapest, you know, in the area, if not, you know, in the UK, I would say, because it's very good value. But that's because we want to help artists. We want to showcase their work and give them an opportunity to do so.
Because there's so many people out there. I know a few people in particular who, one's a fantastic photographer, and he just cannot seem to get his work out there, and it's such a shame because his images are so beautiful. So you're asking people to apply quite soon?
We are. The deadline is the end of this month.
Right.
So again, if you see your friend, or if you can drop him a text, please encourage him to get in touch and download the application. To make an entry.
So do people come back every year? Do the same exhibitors come back every year?
Well, some have done, and some haven't. Some are new, and I think we try and move people around, so you're not seeing the same jeweller. And but there's always variety. There will be always new artists who are exhibiting, so there's always something new to see. And not only that, actually, sometimes an artist or photographer changes their style. So in Francesca Simpson, the winner, is a case in point. Her work is animals as well as landscapes, so two completely different themes, if I could say that.
So next year, are you looking for any particular type of style of art, or do you just you see something and you think, that is fantastic, we have to have that represent us?
We tend not to actually see that. I think that's it. You make the application, and what we try and do is get a balance, a cross representation. We don't want, for example, we don't want to have one venue full of jewellers. Mm-hmm. The jewellers wouldn't want that themselves. Yeah. And equally, we want a bit of for everything, you know, mm-hmm. in terms of price.
Yeah.
So that there's everything from just buying a postcard at 40 pence mm-hmm. to hundreds of pounds for a piece of work. So we try and get, as I say, a mixture, and we're very fortunate that there is so many different styles of work.
That's brilliant. Well, thank you very much for coming in today, Avril. It's been lovely speaking to you. I hope my listeners have enjoyed hearing about the Alnmouth Arts Festival, which takes place on Saturday the 23rd and Sunday the 24th of June 2012. And if you want to get any of your pieces of artwork or jewellery designs or fabulous photographs of the region, I'll give you all the information, but you can go on www.alnmouthartsfestival.com. Thank you very much for coming in. Let's give you a round of applause.
Thank you very much.
That was great.